Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 2002, English Language Syllabus B, Paper 3, Integrated Listening, Reading and Writing. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you're told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book or the data file until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number, centre number and seat number in the boxes provided on your question answer book. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A, short tasks. For Part B, extended tasks, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words "This is the last page of the data file" on the last page. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you're told to take them off. Part A. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for this part of the paper. You now have 1 minute to study sections 1 and 2 of Part A. Part A is about to begin. Turn to page 1 of your question answer book. Section 1. In this section, you will hear a question followed by a conversation. Look at the information provided and the 4 possible answers. Choose the best answer and write the appropriate letter A B, C, or D in the box provided. Question 1. Where do they decide to stay?
Okay, I've got the tickets. 2 weeks in the Philippines. I can't wait.
Where shall we stay?
Well, I'm afraid the 5-star hotel is out. We've already spent too much this month.
Well, we'll be by the sea. Why don't we stay in one of those beach huts? You know, right by the sea.
And have nowhere to wash and sand everywhere. Oh, that would be just like camping. I'm too old for that.
They're not all like that. They also have more high-class ones, with their own bathrooms and kitchens attached. But they're more expensive.
Does the guidebook mention anything else?
It gives a lot of 3-star hotels, which it says are basic but clean. But they're more expensive than the huts.
Okay, let's go for the hut with bathroom and kitchen.
Well, I think I've changed my mind, because that choice means I'll be cooking and cleaning just like at home, while you'll be sitting with a cold beer watching the sun go down. No thank you. You can spend a bit more and give me a decent holiday, or else you'll be going by yourself.
All right.
Question 2. Which kind of holiday do they choose?
What kind of holiday shall we have this year?
I fancy something active, like a cycling holiday. We could put our bicycles on the plane and go to New Zealand and cycle round South Island.
I don't want to spend the whole holiday on a bike. All you do is end up with a sore backside.
We could stop in places and do some hiking. Or we could cycle to where there are some mountains and do some climbing. That would be great.
That sounds good, but think of all the gear we'd have to carry. You know, when you think about it, we should do something involving the sea. After all, New Zealand is surrounded by it.
This brochure's got something that might interest you. It advertises boats for hire, so we could hire a sailing boat, put our bikes on board, and then sail down the coast, leave the boat for a while, and go touring on our bicycles. Or if you don't like that, there's another one advertised here, where you go with a group of other people on a sailing boat, and then it stops in places where there are cliffs and mountains, so that the group can do some climbing. This one has a crew on the boat and climbing instructors.
I like that idea because, frankly, I don't have much confidence in your sailing skills.
Oh, come on, I'm not that bad.
Question 3. Which things do they take with them for the child?
We'd better start packing if we're leaving tomorrow. What shall I pack for Thomas?
We should take his Game Boy. That'll keep him occupied for hours.
I'm really against him spending all his time on the Game Boy. I think we should take a storybook and encourage him to read.
But he won't want to read for the whole flight. We better take something like a jigsaw puzzle as well.
But he'll be asleep for some of the flight, I hope.
Anyway, what about when we're actually on holiday? We'll be doing a lot of driving, so we'll need something to keep him occupied in the car, and it's bad for his eyes to read in the car.
What about his colouring book?
But he'll lose his crayons and then he'll get upset, or else we'll have to keep sharpening them for him.
Okay. We'll take the Game Boy, the storybook, and the jigsaw puzzle.
No, we've got too much luggage, so we're only going to take 2 things. And also the jigsaw requires either a table or a lot of floor space. So I vote that one out.
Okay.
Question 4. Which language will they learn on holiday?
How about if all three of us go away on holiday together this year?
Great idea.
Yes. I tell you what. Why don't we do some kind of study holiday, like learn a language or something?
Yes. We could go to France and study French. Think of it. Sunny days, eating out at French cafes, cheap wine.
But I already speak quite good French. What about an Asian language? We could go and stay in Tokyo.
What about Spanish? In Madrid, in Spain, they have a wonderful art gallery, and I would love to be able to speak Spanish.
I would quite like to learn Spanish too.
But Spain would be too hot.
Doesn't anyone fancy Italian? It's such a beautiful, romantic language.
No, let's not go to Europe this year.
We don't have to be in Europe to learn Spanish. We could go to South America. Think of all those lovely Spanish colonial cities and Indian ruins we could see.
But what about my idea of Tokyo?
I would prefer to get out of Asia, if possible.
Okay, let's go with Mary's suggestion then.
Great. I'll start looking on the internet to see what's available.
Question 5. Which tour do they choose to go on?
Let's go on a tour this year. It's such a bother trying to arrange things otherwise.
Okay. I happen to have some information about tours.
Well, go on then. Tell me about them.
There's a 12-day tour where all the travelling's done by plane.
But we have 2 weeks holiday. It seems a pity not to make use of it.
There's a 2-week tour in a coach, and we would stay in 5-star hotels. And how long you stay in each city is flexible. That might be rather nice.
Yes, but I bet it would be outside our budget.
There's another one where the hotels are cheaper and the coach has reclining seats, so it would be more comfortable.
I know tours are convenient, but what I hate is being stuck with all those people and having no control over what you do.
What about this one then? It's for a smaller group and not everything's fixed in advance. Also, the accommodation is cheap.
That's more like it. Let's try and book a place on that one.
Question 6. Which backpack are they going to buy?
Let's choose which backpack to get for Peter.
Okay. Have you got the brochure?
Yes. There are 4 that might do for him in terms of being the right size.
What colour are they?
Is that important?
Yes. I know he's fussy about how things look.
This one's painted green and brown like an army backpack.
Tell me about the other ones then. He won't want anyone thinking he's playing soldiers when he goes hiking.
Okay. The next one has 4 side pockets and a pocket at the front.
What's the point of having all those side and front pockets? Can I have a look at the brochure?
Sure, here you are.
What about this one? It's available in brown and it's got 2 side pockets and a zip pocket in the cover. I like the look of it. How about you?
It's okay, I suppose. But I think it's better to have 2 main compartments. Otherwise, when you want something, it's always at the bottom of the pack.
What about this one, then? It's got a large main compartment and a sleeping bag compartment at the bottom. I don't fancy the colour much, though.
No, I agree. It's a horribly bright yellow colour, isn't it? Is that the only colour you can get it in?
Yes.
Oh, I suppose 1 compartment is okay. Let's get the one you like then.
That's the end of section 1. Section 2. Read the instructions for each question carefully. Look at the information given and then write your answers in the spaces provided as you listen to the conversations. Question 1.
Sue, we're going to Sydney this summer. You're from there, aren't you?
Sure am.
Can you give me some advice about what to take?
Sure. Well, it's summer here, but it will be winter there. But even so, the sun is still pretty strong and there's a lot of ultraviolet radiation because of the ozone hole in the atmosphere. So, most important, take a big hat. Or you can buy one there. Australia has some great hats.
Okay, let me just make a note of that. Anything else?
Yes, you'll need sun cream, even though it's winter.
Okay, sun cream. What else? Will it be cold?
It never gets really cold, but it can be cold in the early morning, so I'd take a sweater.
When you say cold, how cold exactly?
It can get down to about 10 degrees centigrade.
Okay, so a sweater. Anything else?
I'd take some shorts, because it can get quite hot in the middle of the day. The winter is the sunniest season there, you know.
That's okay. I've got some shorts.
And finally, take a good guidebook. There's a lot to do, and Sydney is a big place. So you need to know what to see and how to get around.
Great. I've made a note of all that. Can you recommend any guidebook in particular?
No, but you'll find a good choice in the bookshop by the Star Ferry.
Thanks a lot.
You're more than welcome.
Question 2.
How are you getting on with the packing?
I'm just deciding what books to take. Have you got any preferences?
Yes. Can you put the Bible in?
The Bible?
Yes. It's got some great stories, and I really feel I should be more familiar with it.
Okay. I can't decide between these two detective stories.
Let me look. Well, personally, I like Ruth Rendell. But the Colin Dexter is thicker and it's a long flight. And he's not exactly difficult to read. Just the thing for a plane.
Okay, I'll take The Remorseful Day then. I'm going to take a book of poems as well to try and learn some and improve my memory. Can you see what there is on the shelf?
Well, we've got the Oxford Book of English Verse or T.S. Eliot's Collected Poems.
Well, I like Eliot, but he is a bit miserable for a holiday, so give me the other one, can you?
Here you are.
Thanks. What else do you want?
I want to read some travel and adventure. I can't decide between taking Eric Newby's A Short Walk in the Hindu Kush or his Slowly Down the Ganges.
Well, I've read A Short Walk in the Hindu Kush, and it's very funny, but I haven't read the other one.
Okay, let's take that one then. I haven't read it either. I want to take some Shakespeare as well. I want to read some really good English for a change.
Well, you can't take the collected works. That'll take up far too much room. What about one of the plays, like King Lear? That's a good story, and it'll only take up a little space.
Okay, let me just find it. Here you are.
Thanks. Do you want to take any of your magazines to read on the plane? There's a copy of Time magazine and The New Scientist.
Time doesn't look very interesting this week, so take the other one.
Okay, I'll put it in our hand luggage.
Is there anything else you'd like while I'm standing by the bookcase?
No, there's no more room.
Well, I don't think we're going to run out of reading matter.
No, nor do I.
That's the end of section 2. Section 3. Look at the drawings of the two camper vans on page 4. You will hear a couple deciding which camper van to hire for their holiday in Australia. The man is describing them to his wife. Write what parts of the van correspond to the numbers. 8 have been done for you as examples. You have 20 seconds to study the drawings. Conversation 1.
This van looks okay.
What's it got?
Well, there's one big seat in the front. And then behind the driver's seat, there's a shower and toilet compartment. There's a side door behind the front passenger seat opposite the shower.
Has it got a door at the back?
Yes. There's a big door at the back.
What are the seating arrangements?
There are 2 side seats at the back, which convert into beds.
Is there a cooker?
Yes. The cooker's by the side door, so it's quite convenient. And also there's a fridge next to it. The sink is on the opposite side, next to the shower compartment.
Is there any storage?
There's a cupboard between the sink and the side seat.
Is there a table?
Yes, it's between the side seats at the back.
Are there any other beds apart from the 2 at the back?
No.
That's no good. Where's Tom going to sleep?
He could sleep on the driver's seat. He's only small.
No. That's not good enough. And anyway, I don't like the thought of him sitting right at the back like that. If he's sitting sideways, when you stop suddenly, he might fall and hurt himself.
Conversation 2.
Here's another van. See what you think of this one.
Okay, what's this one like?
Well, there are 2 separate seats in the front, so you can walk through into the back from the driver's compartment.
That sounds good. What are the other seats like?
There are 2 seats behind the driver's seat. One faces backwards and the other faces forwards. And there's a table between them. Then there's another seat next to the side door.
Is the side door in the same place as in the other van?
Yes, just behind the front passenger's seat.
Is there a back door like in the other van?
No, because the shower and toilet compartment is right at the back, and the cooker is next to it. So there's no room for a back door.
Where are the fridge and sink?
The fridge is on the same side as the shower compartment, behind one of the seats. And the sink is next to the seat on the other side, near the cooker.
What about beds?
This van's got more room. There's a double bed above the driver's compartment. And the seat next to the side door can be used as a child's bed.
This one sounds much better. What about storage?
There are no cupboards, but you can store things under the seats.
Let's get that one.
That's the end of Section 3. Section 4. In section 3, you heard a couple talking about hiring a camper van in Australia. They decided to phone Travel Australia and book a van. You work for Travel Australia and have to fill in the form on page 5. You have 30 seconds to study the form.
Hello, Travel Australia. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'd like to book a camper van for next month.
Certainly, sir. Can I have your name, please?
It's Lockie. That's L-O-C-K-E-Y.
And what are your initials, sir?
H.
Right. So that's Mr. H. Lockie. And your address, Mr. Lockie?
It's 29A Bonham Road, Pokfulam, Hong Kong.
Can you spell that, please?
Bonham is B-O-N-H-A-M and Pokfulam is P-O-K-F-U-L-A-M.
Can you give me your contact telephone number as well, and fax if you have one?
Certainly. My phone number is 2549-8216, and my fax is 2365-8310.
Right. And what about your date of birth?
16th of May, 1962.
Okay. What kind of van do you want, Mr. Lockie?
Yes, I want the one with the double bed over the driver's cabin and with the seats behind it facing forwards and backwards.
That's the Grand Tourer.
Right. I'd like to book that one, please.
Right you are. Will you be the only driver?
No. I'll be sharing the driving with my wife.
Is her name Lockie as well?
Yes, that's right. Initial A.
And do you have any children, Mr. Lockie?
Yes, we've got one boy of 5.
So, you won't be wanting the child safety seat, then?
No.
What about your licences? Where were they issued?
Mine's British, but my wife's was issued in Hong Kong.
So, the UK and Hong Kong. That's okay. You haven't made any insurance claims in the last 2 years, have you?
No, I haven't. By the way, can you tell me about insurance cover?
Yes. We've got 3 schemes. The first is the basic, which you get anyway. The second is $25 per day and covers damage to our vehicle. The third includes medical cover and costs $35 a day.
I've got medical cover, so put me down for the second one.
Okay. I forgot to ask you which city you want to collect the vehicle in.
We're arriving in Sydney at 1:30 p.m. I was wondering if you could meet us at the airport with the van?
Yes, we can do that for you. I'll just write that down in the notes section. You want to pick up the van at the airport. You'd better give me your flight number as well.
It's CA301.
Okay.
I've got that. Will you be leaving from Sydney as well?
No, we're flying back from Melbourne.
Before we deal with that, tell me the date of your arrival.
It's the 21st of July, and we're arriving at 1:30 p.m.
Do you want to drop off the van at the airport as well?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Hang on while I make a note of that. Dropping off van at Melbourne Airport. Right. When are you leaving?
At 11:30 a.m. on the 17th of August. So we want it for 4 weeks.
You'll need to get to the airport an hour and a half before your departure. So I'll put 9:30 a.m. as the time when you return the van. Is that okay? That way you avoid paying for an extra day.
That's great. By the way, does the van have bedding?
Yes. You can either have sheets and blankets or sleeping bags. It'll be our winter, so I'd recommend sleeping bags. Is that okay?
Yes, please write that down. The other thing I was wondering was if you rent out bicycles as well.
Yes. How many bikes do you want?
2 adults and 1 child.
No problem. Let me just make a note of that. 2 adults and 1 child's bicycle. Okay, Mr. Lockie. I'll fax you the booking details and an invoice in the next couple of days. Let me just check I've got everything down in the notes section. You want to pick up the van at Sydney Airport and drop it off at Melbourne Airport. You're arriving on flight CA301. You're taking sleeping bags. And you want bicycles for 2 adults and 1 child.
That's great. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Lockie.
You now have 1 minute to make any changes to your answers. That's the end of Part A. Part B. Turn to page 6 of your question-answer book. Situation. You are Alfred Wong, a sales representative with a company called Flower Dew Health Products. You're responsible for shampoo sales in the Kowloon area. You joined the company 3 months ago and have just received your probationary evaluation report from your supervisor, Mrs. Morris, who is the sales manager. You now want to apply for a place on a training seminar to help you with the problems she highlighted in your evaluation report. You have 2 tasks to do. 1. Complete the application for funding for training. 2. complete the application form for a place on the training seminar. You will hear a conversation you have with Mrs. Morris, in which you discuss the seminar, how to apply for funding, how it would help you with your weaknesses, and how to apply for a place on it. Detach page 6 from the data file and take notes on the note sheet as you listen. Before you listen, it's important that you look at your question answer book, the note sheet, the evaluation form, the program of high sales training seminars, helpful hints for new sales representatives, and Tommy Chan's sales report. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and the conversation. Read everything carefully, including the instructions. You will have 7 minutes to study the question answer book and the data file in order to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks before the conversation begins.
Thank you.
Now, tear out page 6 of the data file. You will need to refer to different parts of the data file and the question answer book as you listen and take notes.
Come in. Hello, Alfred. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Mrs. Morris.
So you've come to see me about the training seminar you want to go on?
Yes.
Well, Global Consultants is definitely a very good training provider. I've looked at the program, and I think it's very relevant to your needs. Have you seen the memo and the application for funding for training that the human resources manager sent round?
Yes. Actually, I have a copy of the application form with me. I wonder if I can go through it with you.
Okay, let's have a look. You need to say why you want the training. So say that I have drawn your attention to some weaknesses which you want to work on. And this training seminar is just what you need. And mention that you've chosen this course because Global Consultants is a good company.
Okay. When I say why I need the training, should I include everything that got a 3 or lower on my evaluation report?
No. I know you only got a 2 for punctuality, but that's because you tend to be a bit late in the mornings. I know you make up for it at other times, so I'm not too concerned about that. The 3 areas I'm really concerned about are your time management, writing of your monthly sales reports, and meeting of targets. You should have been able to get 5 new customers a month, which was your target.
I suppose you're right. But I'm not really very confident in talking to new customers. But what about my reports? I thought my English was good.
It's not your English that's the problem. It's the way you organize your reports. But anyway, don't worry. You'll learn. And I know that this high sales training seminar has a session on writing reports.
Okay, let me make a note of that. So, in the application for funding for training, I just mentioned the things you've pointed out to me, which had to do with meeting targets, time management, and writing sales reports. And I need training to improve my performance in these areas.
That's right. And point out the sessions in the seminar that are most relevant for those areas. You have to be specific about how they can help you. Don't bother with the other things on your evaluation report, and don't bother writing your grades or anything.
Okay.
Then you need to say in what other ways the course might benefit you. Have you got the high sales training seminar brochure with you? Good. Let's look at which other sessions might also be useful. For example, what about session 2 on Friday? That could be very useful because you'll get a practical example.
Yes. A practical example would be useful because I have so little experience.
I know you're good with customers, but you might learn something in session 5, as it's always important for salespeople to keep their customers satisfied.
Yes, I agree. I'm always interested in learning how to keep my customers happy.
But you don't really need this one on Saturday about PowerPoint, as you've already attended a workshop and I know you're very good at it now.
Yes, so I won't include this as an additional benefit of this training program.
Right. What else? Well, you could mention things like meeting people from other companies and learning from other people's experience, okay?
Yes, hang on. I just want to make a note of that. So, meeting people from other companies and learning from other people's experience.
Yes. By the way, how much is this course you want to do?
Well, including everything, which includes Friday night at the hotel, it is $2,630.
As far as I remember, the limit for funding is $2,000. Do you have to stay at the hotel?
Well, they say participants should, but I suppose I could go from home. I'd prefer not to spend any extra money if I can avoid it.
Well, why not do that then? What would the total be then?
It'd be $1,500 for the training, plus $380 for the meals. That's $1,880.
Well, that would be okay. And it leaves you a bit over for you to claim for traveling expenses. How much would that be?
I've already checked that. It's $30 each way by bus.
So that's $120. So it all adds up to exactly what the limit is. Don't forget to say that I've given you permission to take the time off.
Okay. What about the dates? There's a choice of three.
Yes, I noticed that. Next month is too soon if you want funding. And August is our busy season as we have our summer sales. So that only leaves you with one choice, doesn't it?
Yes, I suppose it does.
Okay, Alfred, is there anything else?
Yes. I'm not sure how to do the last part of this other application form, the one that I have to send to the course organizers.
Let me see. They want you to do a sales proposal. You'll have to write something about a product, the target market, and how to sell the product. That's very interesting.
What shall I do the sales proposal on?
Well, what about something from our new natural product line? Have you seen the brochure?
No, I haven't.
Here, just let me find it for you. Here we are. Have a look.
Thank you. I rather like the natural soap.
Okay, let's think what we could do with the natural soap. When I first joined the company, they used to give us a leaflet called Helpful Hints for New Sales Representatives, or something like that. Let me just see if I've got a copy. Here we are. I thought I still had a copy.
Thank you. Let me have a look. So I have to think about the market, or who will buy the product, how to get it to them and how to sell it to them, or get them interested in it. Well, that seems fairly straightforward, but I still don't really know what to write.
Well, let's see. Let's start with M for market. Who do you think the target market is for the soap?
Well, I suppose people who care about the environment because the soap is made out of natural products. And people with a reasonable income because it's quite expensive.
Yes, I think so. Now for the O, organization. How would you get the product to these people?
Let me just write down that bit about the markets. People who care about the environment, soap made of natural products, people with reasonable income because it's expensive. Well, how to get the soap to them? I suppose I could go to the areas where they live or work.
So, can you give any examples?
Well, I suppose I would go to a better-off area, like the flats around Sha Tin City 1.
That sounds good. What kind of shops would you sell the soap through?
Just a second. Sha Tin City 1. What does this company leaflet say? It says in Section 1 that most of our products are sold through supermarkets. So I would approach the largest supermarket in a shopping center there.
Okay. What about transport? How would you get the bars of soap to these places?
Soap's not a very bulky product. So I think I would do what the leaflet suggests and book a company van.
Okay. Now for the S. How would you get people to buy it?
Well, what about a demonstration? I would try to get the supermarket to allow me to demonstrate the soap to people. All I would need would be a small table and a water supply, right? Oh, and the soap. And then I could invite people to try it.
Yes, I suppose so. You would need small pieces of the soap. Also, you would need paper towels and a bin to put the waste ones into. Is there anything else you could do you think?
Sorry, I just want to write that down. Right. Now, back to the helpful hints. Here in Section 3, it suggests posting leaflets, so maybe I could employ some students to put promotional leaflets in people's letterboxes.
Yes, that might be a good idea.
So, is that all?
Yes, I think so. Can you just recap for me?
Right. Let's see what I've noted down. I choose Sha Tin City 1 because it's a middle-class area. People there have a reasonable income and they probably care enough about the environment to pay a little more. I would get a supermarket to let me demonstrate the soap. All I would need would be a table, the soap, and water.
Don't forget the paper towels and the bin.
Right, I forgot those. I would also employ some students to put some leaflets through people's letterboxes.
Yes, and you could also get them to hand leaflets out in the shopping center. It's always full of people.
Oh, yes. Get students to hand out leaflets in the shopping center.
Okay, let's see if we've forgotten anything. Oh, yes, the description of the product. But you can get all those kinds of details from the brochure on our products. The other thing that you might find helpful is a report that your colleague Tommy Chan wrote last year. Let me just... It must be somewhere. Where is it? Right, I've got it. Have a look at this. You should find this helpful when it comes to describing the soap and target market. But remember, when it comes to talking about the sales strategy, this is a report of what happened, while in this application form, you have to say how you would sell the soap. And of course, you won't be making any recommendations.
Yes, I understand. Can I take this report away with me?
Of course you can. Take the helpful hints leaflet as well.
Thank you very much for your help, Mrs. Morris.
Not at all, Alfred. I'm glad you're trying to do something about your weaknesses. That's the kind of attitude I like.
Okay, thanks again. Bye.
Bye, Alfred, and good luck with getting funding.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. Put down your pencil. You will have an hour to complete the tasks in Part B. An announcement will be made when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.